and we're keeping close tabs on earnings that are coming across the wires. We are getting results from Amazon. Ticker symbol AMZN is jumping, as Destiny's Child would say. It's up by about 12.6%. And for that, let's toss things on over to Jared with the results.
Gotta put a ring on Bezos's finger here because we needed this. You can see it's already erased all of the day's gains here, up about 13% here in after-hours trading. I don't want to bury the lead. If you have an Amazon Prime membership in the U.S., the price is going up. Now, this applies to members after March 25th, if you're already a current member, for new members February 18th. And they're going to raise the price of Prime membership to $139 per year from $119, so $20 more. If you're paying the monthly, that's going to go from $12.99 to $14.99. It's that pricing power that may be giving some enthusiasm for the stock right now. Here are the fourth quarter results. EPS coming in at $27.75 versus $14.09 one year ago. Net sales, $137.41 billion. Here's what's interesting. It's actually a little bit short of the Wall Street interest estimate of $137.82 billion, still up about 9.4% year over year. I want to get to some of the other key numbers. Amazon Web Services, its net sales were $17.78 billion, just barely topping the estimate for $17.23 billion. That is an increase of 40% year over year. And then another couple of other key metrics. Third-party seller services, net sales, excluding foreign exchange, that is up 12% versus the estimates of 12.8%. So a little bit of a disappointment there. We're also going to be excluding FX for this, which is subscription services and net sales. Those were up 16% versus the estimate of 20.6%. So a little bit of disappointment there. But Amazon Web Services, I gave you the raw numbers before. They are up 40%. The estimate was for 36.1%. That is Amazon's cash cow. That is what gives them their profit. So nice to see that there for them. Also, they are outlook pretty strong. They see first quarter net sales, actually a little bit light here, first quarter net sales of 112 to 117 billion estimate. And that is the estimate was 120 billion. Sorry if I confused you there. So first quarter net sales, this is a projection, 112 to 117 billion. Pretty much lower than the estimate of $120 billion. They also see first quarter operating income of $3 to $6 billion. The estimate was $6.06 billion, so not even getting the estimate there in their high watermark for that particular number. Now, they also issued a statement that their higher costs are driven by labor supply shortages and inflationary pressures, which persisted into the first quarter, due to Omicron. So a bit of disappointment in some of the headline numbers, but I think there's a lot of optimism about the pricing power of Amazon Prime. I don't know about you guys, but I guess I'm going to be paying $20 more for that this year.
Jared, sounds like I will be doing the same thing with my Amazon Prime membership. Thank you so much for that breakdown.